The great tragedy is that it appears it seems to have taken a disaster on the scale of Hillsborough to make us rethink how we dealt with football fans. Football fans were dealt with pretty dreadfully in the 70s and 80s. There was an assumption they were all hooligans. Hooliganism was a problem, of course, but most fans were not interested in disorder. Stadiums were very badly appointed. They were designed simply to control fans and keep them apart. They were barbaric places, and we didn't really understand this until we saw what those kinds of spaces could produce, that terrible death toll from Hillsborough. So Hillsborough was really the beginning of substantial change. The Lord Justice Taylor told the game that it had to look after its supporters, its customers better, it had to care for them better. So we had new stewarding regimes. Clubs had to play a much greater role in managing their fans. We had all-seated stadiums with no fencing. We're one of the few countries in the world now that managed to stage football matches without any kind of fencing at all around the pitch. So there has been a radical transformation in stadium spaces, and a radical transformation in attitudes towards managing crowds. Now, instead of thinking from first base about crowd control, the police and stewards think from first base about crowd safety. And these spaces are much safer. The game, of course, has remarketed itself and drawn in a wider section of the community than perhaps it was doing in the 1980s. And these things together have meant that stadiums are much safer places to be. And in fact, it's often said that if you were to suffer a major illness or an attack of some kind, then actually the best place for that to happen is a major football stadium, because now on standby are medical services and facilities that you pretty much wouldn't find in any other public space. So some good has come from this awful event.